The damage threshold is something that came in with the revised scheme from July of last year, and it really is creating huge issues for homeowners. The fact is the damage threshold requires that homeowners can evidence 1 millimetre vertical and horizontal cracks. And what this does is really precluding people from repairing their homes. So, you know, there's a practical impact on the homes with regard to weather, wind, rain, heat. We've even had reports from some homeowners where, you know, they need to repair their homes because they've got rodents, basically, you know, coming into the homes. And there's also a massive psychological impact of people, you know, having to endure looking at, you know, cracks in their homes. But the fear is if you repair it and you fill it in, if you fill in the damage effectively, there is a very strong chance that you will not be accepted onto the scheme because you basically don't pass the damage threshold. So it's a massive issue.
And what response did you get in regards to that? Will there be work done to see it amended or removed, or how were things left?
Well, I think, you know, we are into the very, very, you know, sort of reality of the scheme now. And the government and the housing agency, you know, the government has written the legislation which demands a 1 millimetre evidence of cracking at least. The housing agency are the authority that basically inspect the house and decide whether or not the damage threshold has been reached. And, you know, we just need a very common sense and flexible approach to this. We cannot have homeowners who need to make repairs to their homes, you know, just being left wanting because they don't meet this. It's very obvious when, you know, repair work has been done. Also, I would say that we've had homeowners who've been passed over from putting the application in to Donegal County Council with full IS 465 reports. They are now with the housing agency. They have a full lab analysis showing that they have issues with defective concrete, internal sulphur attack, evidence of pyrotite, and photographic evidence of the damage at the time that the IS 465 report was done. Since then, they have filled in the cracks thinking, yes, it's all recorded, and they have been refused. Because since this all this evidence was taken, they've actually repaired their homes because they needed to for lots of different reasons, and now they found themselves not meeting the damage threshold and not being able to get onto the scheme and having to go into an appeal process. We, you know, it's just crazy. We need a flexible, common sense, homeowner-centred approach to this. And the government need to stop hiding behind legislation, and the housing agency needs to take a very practical, common sense, homeowner-centred approach.